I mean, I think that everybody's feeling out of control, experiencing a lot of uncertainty.
Dr. Thaddeus Olsen is the chair of psychiatry and behavioral health at University Medical Center in Tuscaloosa. He says mental health concerns are taking center stage as COVID-19 leaves Alabamians sheltering at home.
So people start trying to exert control on areas of their lives where they can have control, even if it is not particularly meaningful.
A new study of healthcare workers show that doctors and nurses are experiencing depression and anxiety at rates of up to 60%. Olsen says being forced to stay at home is similar to house arrest, and people are showing signs of that stress.
It could come over a fight over toilet paper in a grocery store, or it could come in some other form. But the point is that people are actually feeling very out of control already.
A study by the American Psychiatric Association shows 50% of respondents are feeling anxious about contracting COVID-19. Another 60% are concerned about family members getting the illness. Another group that's getting anxious is prisoner rights advocates. They're now pushing for low-level, non-violent inmates to be released amid the coronavirus pandemic. Their concern is that social distancing is nearly impossible inside of a prison. So far, there have been 2 cases of COVID-19 in Alabama's jails or prison system. Alabama Republican Senator Cam Ward says that the facilities are taking every precaution possible.
They've instituted emergency protocols, which is isolating. Basically, no one from the outside can come in to the prison system and visit with anybody. They're also doing wellness checks every day on inmates and officers.
The cities are stepping up efforts to combat the coronavirus outbreak. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has issued an executive order to limit the number of people allowed in big box stores at any one time. This includes stores like Walmart, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, and grocery stores. Stimson says this is being done to continue promoting social distancing.
So those who are shopping and have the ability to go in the grocery store or to these big boxes, please cooperate with what we're asking you to do. I mean, it's your responsibility to do that, because if you don't, then it's going to require us to do more than what we would actually like to do in that regard.
The plan is for these big box stores to only allow 40% of the people allowed by the fire marshal in the store at any one time.
So if you have a building and the fire capacity says that you have 500 people in that building, we're going to say that you can only have 40% of what the rating is for your building. This is really directed at our big boxes.
There are efforts underway to make life easier for Alabamians. State leaders and lawmakers continue to work to help the state stay afloat during the pandemic. Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones helped push the $2 trillion stimulus package into law. It gives up to $1,200 to all Americans, including workers who are normally not entitled to unemployment benefits.
From a congressional standpoint, the federal perspective, we are trying to do everything we can to make it easier on people economically so that they can survive this from a financial standpoint, not just individuals, but small businesses, large businesses, and the state and local governments. We are doing everything that we can, and we're likely to see more federal action in the near future, depending on how things go.
And now that everyone is a couple of weeks into social distancing and in some cases sheltering at home, life does have to carry on in a fashion. Students at the University of Alabama are getting back to class, but they're doing it online. Instructors are using video conferencing systems like Zoom and communicating with other professors with programs like Slack and Jabber. Maya Champion teaches in the Journalism and Creative Media Department at UA.
This will be my first time teaching online class.
She says it'll be different from face-to-face classes as students produce their films. She says that she and her students will have to adapt when creating their student projects.
It's more effective, obviously, face-to-face, but towards the end of that class, we have a collaborative project, and you theoretically produce a film through the pre-production phase. So I think that that's very doable.
The university is also working on a virtual graduation. I'm Stan Engold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.